إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has blessed us to attain to the great month of Ramadan. All praises due to Allah who has opened up the gates of mercy during the month of Ramadan. All praises due to Allah who has opened before us the avenues of forgiveness during the month of Ramadan. All praises due to Allah who, during every minute of this month, liberates those of us who are sinners from the hellfire. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. It's related in the Sahih of Ibn Hibban. Rahimahullah. Fi Sahih Ibn Hibban. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Qal. صعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المنبر فقال آمين 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 فقالوا يا رسول الله صعدت المنبر فقلت آمين 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 فمما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل فقال من فأتاني جبريل فقال من أدرك شهر رمضان فلم يغفر فدخل النار وأبعده الله قل آمين فقلت آمين فالذي ابن حبان relates in his Sahih on the authority of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah ascended the minbar, and he said three times, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And amongst what he said, and those who were present, they said, O Messenger of Allah, you ascended the minbar, and you said three times, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And so amongst what he said, so he mentioned about righteous treatment of the parents, he mentioned about salawat upon himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for our purposes, amongst the things he said is that the angel Gabriel, he came to me and he said, whoever attains to Ramadan and is not forgiven therein, let him enter the hellfire and let him be distanced from Allah. And he then said to me, say Ameen. And the Prophet said, Ameen. So, brothers and sisters, we mention this hadith to remind myself and to remind all of you the seriousness and the weightiness of Ramadan. in that whosoever attains to Ramadan and leaves the month not forgiven, that Jibreel prayed against him. This fa is called fa al du'a. فَدَخَلَ النَّارِ وَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ. May he enter the hellfire and may he be distanced from Allah. And then Jibreel invoked the affirmation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon that prayer. قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ آمين. Say آمين to this dua I just made. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, قُلْتُ آمين, in response to Jibreel, because he knows Jibreel has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to convey this advice and to make this dua and to evoke the affirmation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'm going to say something not because I want to stir up controversy, but because my heart is pained. My heart is pained when I see the Imam, after 8 rakats of Taraweeh, say, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, and then 80% of the people leave the masjid. And if you ask them why, some of them will say, and again, not to stir up controversy, but to ask, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you going? To go back to the television? To go back to the social gathering you left at the iftar? Iftar in Ramadan shouldn't be a social gathering. It should be an opportunity to see people we might not have seen and to allow the host to get the barakah and the forgiveness of feeding the fasting people. And then it should be back to work. Although it's dinner, technically it should be like the lunch break. You work before the lunch break, you take the lunch break, you go back to work. And the real work of Ramadan is the work of the night, not the work of the day. The work of the day is in the marketplace. The work of the day is in the factory. The work of the day is in the lab. The work of the day is in the cubicle. The work of the day is behind the wheel of the truck, whatever you might be doing. But the work of the night in Ramadan is the prayer and the Quran. So if you're going after the Imam makes taslim and you're going to your Quran, alhamdulillah. You're going to make awrad, alhamdulillah. But if you're going to nonsense, brothers and sisters, knowing that this opportunity to be forgiven to this magnitude isn't going to come back for another year. And tomorrow is promised to no one, to say nothing of next year. But some of the people, they'll say that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never prayed more than 11 rakats at night. You've heard this. And some will say 13. And that's their proof for abandoning the Imam, which is bad adab to the Imam. The Musalli should pray until the Imam leaves. In any case, it is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray 20 rakats. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, because it's the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. And the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet has ordered us to follow the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. Alaykum bis-sam'i. كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالسمع والطاعة وإن تأمر عليكم عبد فمن يعيش من بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عدوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم المحدثات أمور فكل محدثة بدعة. وكل بدعة ضلالة. This hadith is profound. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes the magnitude of hearing and obeying. Our religion is hearing and obeying. If we have a nice logical explanation or wisdom, all the better. But we hear and we obey with or without the explanation. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. It is incumbent upon you to hear and obey. That's our religion. سَمِعْنَا وَطَعَنَا. We hear and we obey. It's not we hear and if it sounds good to me, if it makes sense to me, if it's convenient for me, I will obey. That's not our religion. Our religion is سَمِعْنَا وَطَعَنَا. We hear and we obey. وَإِن تَأَمْرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ. And this is so important, even if a slave were put in authority over you, you should listen and obey. وَإِن تَأَمْرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٌ. Even if a slave is over you, you should listen and you should obey. مَن يَعِيشْ مِن بَعْدِي. Some narrations simply, مَن يَعِيشْ. Whoever lives on after me, سَيَرَى اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. You're going to hear much difference of opinion. You're going to hear all kinds of opinions. And in the face of all of that confusion, how do you cut through the chase? How do you get to the point? How do you avoid being pulled here and there and everywhere by the confusion? عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. It's incumbent upon you to follow my sunnah. And did he stop there? He didn't stop there. He said, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And the sunnah of my righteous guided successors. So it's no argument to say it was Omar who gathered the people behind Ubay bin Ka'b and told them to pray 20 rak'ahs. That's not an argument when the Messenger of Allah has said, وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ مِهْدِيِينَ. And he didn't stop there. عَبْدُ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِبِ. He said, cling to this so hard that it said this, you bite into it with your molars like a pit bull. You ever see a pit bull bite into something? I have. I saw a pit bull bite into a German shepherd's neck. And the owner of the pit bull had to come and pound him in the head until he let go. That's how we should bite into and hold on to and cling to the sunnah of the Khulafa Rashidin. And then he says something else, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِيَّاكُمْ مُحْدَثَاتُ الْأُمُورِ فَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And beware of newly innovated things, because every innovation is a form of going astray. Every innovation is straying, and every straying is in hellfire. Or كما قال. Which means what? Following the sunnah of the khulafa is not bid'ah. Following the sunnah of the khulafa is not bid'ah. So unless there's some life-threatening emergency, the masjid should be as full after 20 rak'ats as it is after 8. Or just admit it, unless you have some emergency, that you don't care for the sunnah of the khulafa. Therefore, you don't care for the sunnah of the Prophet, because it's the sunnah of the Prophet to follow the sunnah of the khulafa, because it was his words, not my words, that commanded you to do it, that commanded us to do it. And so what if it so happens that when we're watching our television or getting our sleep, that we come up a little short, Yawm al-Qiyam. And then the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, that the Prophet himself affirmed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, applies to us. We don't think it will. We pray that it won't. Allah's mercy is expansive. But should we gamble? This is serious business, brothers and sisters. It was the people who took this to heart. They were the people that changed the world. Now the world is changing us. You find Muslims saying and doing things unprecedented in the history of this ummah. When the Muslims took the words of the Prophet ﷺ, they went forth and changed the world. And when we neglect it, the world changes us. And we do things and we say things unprecedented in the history of this ummah. And you know what those things are. I don't have to mention them here. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Look at the paths of forgiveness. Al-Qiyam, من قام رمضان. Al-Siyam, من صام رمضان. إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating a reward, their past sins will be forgiven. The prayer at night, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. Whoever stands for worship during the night of Ramadan with sincere faith, anticipating a reward, their prior sins will be forgiven. Attaining to Laylatul Qadr and spending a significant portion of the night, not even all of it, in worship. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنب. Their prior sins and وما تأخر, and their subsequent sins will be forgiven. To give someone something to break their fast with, as you mentioned, taftir al-sa'imi fi Ramadan, babun al-maghfira. To give someone, that's not a hadith, that's summarizing. To give someone something to break their fast with is a gateway to forgiveness. To ask Allah to be forgiven. Just asking Allah to be forgiven is a gateway to forgiving. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he relates also from himself a hadith mawquf bi hukm al marfu'. يُغْفَرُ فِيهِ يعني في رمضان إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Everyone's forgiven in Ramadan except one who refuses. قَالُوا وَمَنْ يَأْبَى يَا أَبَى هُرَيْرَةَ. They say, who would ever refuse for Abu Hurairah? قَالَ مَنْ يَأْبَى أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ. One who refuses to ask Allah to be forgiven. Just asking Allah, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, I seek your forgiveness, Ya Allah, is a gateway to forgiveness. So, how could we not be forgiven? And there are others, Dua, al-dhikr. Dhakirullahi fi Ramadan maghfurun lah. Whoever remembers Allah abundantly in Ramadan is forgiven. But we have to go through those gateways. We have to go through those doors. We have to remember Allah abundantly. We have to stand in prayer at night. We have to fast the entire month. I met someone working in an air-conditioned office. Said they're not fasting because they have to work. They said, well, it's comfortable in here. No, the customers are a hassle. No, man sama Ramadan. And just to conclude, with the earlier point, have you ever wondered why all four of the Imams, their fatwa on Taraweeh's 20 rakats, Malik, or Abu Hanifa in chronological orders, Imam Malik with four additional between each of the restings, that's how you get to the 36, Imam Ash-Shafi and Imam Ahmad. So the Haramain, they're on the Mathab of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. You go to Haramain, they don't pray 8 rakats. They pray 20. ابن القدامة المقدسي نعمة الاعتقاد. Towards the end of the book, one of the last paragraphs, he said, whatever the four imams agree on, فيا حجة قاطعة. It's an irrefutable proof. It's an irrefutable proof. May Allah give us tawfiq. Again, this is nasiha. Do what you want, follow whoever you want. But just make sure of one thing. If you abandon the imam, make sure you go into the Quran. Make sure you go into awrad, adhkar. But don't go and turn on your television in the month of Ramadan when you could be praying with the believers in the house of Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين يا قوم استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we're approaching the last 10 days of Ramadan. And this is the time to intensify our worship. This is the time to really get serious. It's not the time to ease up. We're almost at the finish line. We can ease up. How many races have been lost by those who eased up at the finish line? How many races have been lost by those who eased up at the finish line? These are the days the Prophet ﷺ tightened his belt. In other words, he got down to business. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, in these nights where I might attain to Laylatul Qadr, when they come, what should I say? He responded to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afu wa tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ya Allah, you're the one who embodies pardoning and eradicating sins. You love to eradicate sins. Eradicate my sins. Allah loves to forgive far more than He loves to punish. One of the du'as our Prophet taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika من عفوك عن سخطك أو عن معافاتك من عقوبتك. I seek refuge with you from your forgiveness against your punishment. Why? Because the forgiveness is greater than the punishment. The forgiveness is greater than the punishment. And so we should ask Allah during these last 10 days that are rapidly approaching, that are almost here. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Ask Allah to eradicate our sins. It goes back to the original hadith. How could we leave this month not forgiven unless we did not take advantage of the gateways Allah has opened to forgiveness? That's the only way. May Allah forgive us all. May Allah forgive me. May Allah pardon me and all of you. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to realize the tremendous gravity of the opportunity He's opened before us in the month of Ramadan. La ilaha illallah. Because, and take advantage, tomorrow is promised to no one. We have news of a family member of mine, good health, vibrant, working, driving. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, get a phone call, 3 months to live. Cancer all throughout the body. That could be any of us. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Let alone next year. Next year when Ramadan comes, man, I'm going to hit it hard. You have this Ramadan. You have the last 10 days of this Ramadan to hit it hard. Because you don't know, and I don't know, none of us knows if we're going to be here next year. May Allah bless us to walk into the house of the gateway. He's opened the house of forgiveness. The house that leads to paradise. The house that leads to the eradication of our sins. And not to just stand at the door marveling at the beautiful things inside. Let's go inside and enjoy the beautiful things inside. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab aw rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'alal qawm al kafirin rabbana afrigh alayna sabran فثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكفر الرجال اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظالمنا وانصرنا على من عدانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ومن الجبن والبخل ومن العجز والكسل ومن غلبة الدين وكفر الرجال اللهم تقبل منا ما قدمنا إليك في شهر رمضان اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا اللهم تقبل منا قيامنا اللهم تقبل منا صلاتنا اللهم تقبل منا زكاتنا اللهم تقبل منا قرآننا تقبل منا دعاءنا تقبل منا أورادنا وأذكارنا وكل ما قدمنا إليك من عامل الخيرات في شهرك رمضان يا الله اللهم إنا نسألك أن توفقنا وبارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من رمضان اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر اللهم بلغنا جميعا كلنا أجمعين ليلة القدر يا رب العالمين وعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفور يا كريم يا الله يا الله يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا رب العالمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا في شهر رمضان يا الله يا الله يا الله أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلاما على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقم الصلاة يرحمني رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان يتهى ذي القربى ينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.